In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
There is a battle raging inside of you today. A tug of war, if you will. It's a fierce conflict between the flesh and the spirit. And until we get our new bodies and we're made like the Lord someday, it's always going to be that way. The flesh doesn't go away. You have to deal with it. So how do you live in victory? How do you make sure that you're walking in the spirit and not in the flesh? How do you know that today you are obeying your new nature, Christ in you, instead of following the old man, Adam, that sin bent that is in you? Friend, the answer is wrapped up in these words: watch and pray. We return again to Mark chapter 14. We have seen that when our soul is overwhelmed, we must bring all of that emotion to God in prayer. Watch and pray. That's the word for your soul. But watch and pray is also the word for your spirit. Remember the distinction between soul and spirit. The soul is the part of you that thinks and feels and chooses, but the spirit is actually the deepest part of man, and I would say the longest part of man, because that's the eternal nature. Remember, God, who is a spirit, made man in his own image, breathed in him the breath of life. Man became a living soul, but within that, God gave him a little bit of his own eternality. The part of you that will live on forever, your spirit, is made alive when you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And that begins the great battle then between the awakened, made alive spirit of a man and the old flesh that's constantly battling. Mark 14, verse 35, "And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." There it is, the spirit and the flesh, the great contrast and the great conflict. My grandfather used to say it's like two big bulldogs on the inside fighting one another, and whichever one you feed the most, that's the one that grows and that's the one that wins. Look, when you feed the flesh grows. It's no wonder if you're feeding the flesh that you're struggling spiritually today, but when you feed the spirit gets stronger and stronger and allows you to live in victory over the flesh, the old man. So what is the secret to that? Again, it is to watch and pray. You see, we're not just watching for our emotions. No, no. We're giving our greatest attention to that part of us where we truly commune with God. This is where the spirit of man answers to the spirit of God. This is where we really commune with the Lord. It is where we are in touch with God. I wonder, are you truly in touch with God? That's what prayer does. It's the vital connection. That's why it has to be made every day. It has to be kept in tune all through the day. And I really believe that Jesus' prayer here reveals to us some of the secrets of effective prayer, the kind of prayer that keeps your spirit strong and keeps you in the hour of temptation, keeps you in the hour of great crisis. Notice what Jesus does. 4 things. Number one, he rehearses relationship. How does he begin? Abba, Father. Start there. Jesus said, if you're going to pray, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven. That's a good place to start. Remind yourself who you are and whose you are. This word, Abba, is a beautiful word, a tender word. And we equate it with the word Papa. It is the most affectionate term, if you will, for a father. It's the word Jesus used when he talked to his heavenly father. And do you know he has made it so we can use that same word? Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. And because you're sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. It's a word of intimacy. It's also a word of great reverence. It's not to be used lightly or flippantly, but don't miss the point. The point is this: as surely as the beloved Son, the perfect Son, had a relationship with the Heavenly Father, if you've come to know Jesus as your Savior and God as your Father, He's given you that same relationship. I'm going to tell you, when temptation and tribulation comes, that ought to mean a whole lot to you. Sometimes you just need to pause and quietly say, Father, acknowledge you're his child. You belong to him. All of the Father's resources are at your disposal. Then he not only rehearsed relationship, he declared faith. See, faith must be confessed. So listen to it. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Isn't that one of the great lessons God seems to be trying to teach all through Holy Scripture? Do you remember back in Genesis chapter number 18? And when the Lord was telling Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a child in their old age, Genesis 18, verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? You'll remember that after the baby was born, Genesis chapter number 21, the Lord did exactly what he promised. He returned and gave the child that he promised. I ask, is anything too hard for the Lord? I know you're struggling today, but is the Lord big enough for that? Again, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah 32, verse 27, is there anything too hard for me? And the answer to that is absolutely not. You'll remember that in Luke chapter 1, when our Lord Jesus first came to earth, one of the great lessons that had to be learned was Luke 1, verse 37, with God nothing shall be impossible. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, our Lord Jesus gave some teaching about salvation and ended it with these words, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. This is the way to pray. You begin by rehearsing relationship, and then you declare faith. You say, well, I'm a believer. Yes, but you must live in faith today and pray in faith today. What are you believing God for right where you are? Then, he not only rehearsed relationship and declared faith, he made his petition. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. It's all right to make your petition. Now, the answer may not come exactly like you want or exactly when you want, but God hears and answers prayer. So once you've entered into his presence, once you've acknowledged his divine ability, then make your petition to God. But then this is the ultimate. See, we think of petition as the ultimate of prayer. That's not. The goal of prayer is not to get something you want. The goal of prayer is to find out what God wants. And so the ultimate is that he not only rehearsed relationship and declared his faith and made petition, he confessed his surrender. Listen to the last words of his prayer. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. This is true prayer. Not getting my will done in heaven, but God's will done in me. Not my will, but thine be done. Would you like to live in victory today? Maybe you're in the garden of temptation or the garden of tribulation. I don't know what garden you're in today, but I can tell you what to do in that garden. Watch and pray. Commune with God in your inner man, in the secret place of your spirit. Rehearse your relationship with him. Declare your faith in him. Make your petition to him, and then surrender your will to his. And as you watch and pray, the Lord will strengthen your spirit.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.